K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, what you doing?
What's going on, Mark?
Oh, not much. Just trying to right a wrong.
Uh-oh.
Right a wrong? What'd you do?
Yeah.
I recently went on a date with a really wonderful woman, and I'm trying to convince her to go out with me again. I have to admit that the first date was kind of awkward. It didn't go very well. I don't want to get into the details of it, but I would really like to try again. And it was my fault. So at the very least, if she doesn't want a second date at all with me, then at least I want to be able to apologize.
Wow, look at you manning up.
Straight up.
Absolutely.
Very. That sounds like, what was her name?
Donna.
Donna. Okay.
I think that's so respectable.
I do too.
So, okay, well, hold on a second here. We'll see if we can get Donna on the phone here and see if we can get you another date or at least get you an apology out there.
Thank you. I will. I'm on my knees right now. Wait.
Oh, I like him already.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Mark, did you have fun on your date? Where'd you guys go?
Yeah, did you eat something?
Yeah, no, we just went to one of the local restaurants, and it was a nice one, and it just kind of didn't go as planned. It wasn't anything intentional. I mean, it wasn't, it was just very awkward.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can fix it.
Sound a little distraught. Hold on, we're gonna call her, see if we can get her on the phone here, and be real quiet for us, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Hello?
Hi there, we're looking for Donna, please.
This is her.
Hey, Donna, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Are you busy?
No.
Cool.
Question mark?
Yes, we have a question for you, speaking of that.
Yeah, hey, we got a call. We understand you recently went on a date.
Yeah.
Mark?
Are you talking to... Yeah, Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, he called us, and he was very upfront.
But kind of vague.
Yeah, he was very vague. You wouldn't tell us. He just said that maybe he didn't... He just said it was awkward, an awkward date, but he really liked you.
Oh my God, no. I do not like Mark.
What happened?
What's going on?
I mean, it started off a little bit awkward, but then it just was terrible. I've read about things like this happening, but I don't know. He seemed like a clean-cut guy. He's a sports therapist. I'm a nurse. We have a lot in common, but he brought his mom on the date.
He what? What?
He brought his mom?
His mother?
On the date, yes. And not only that, he was really rude and really mean to me as soon as they got there.
His mother was mean to you?
His mom or him?
His mom was super mean.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need to...
Well, there he is.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but my mother needed dinner, and I needed to make sure that she was fed.
You had to make sure your mom got fed?
What?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, how do you explain that your mom called me fat and asked if I had any diet pills on me?
Oh, my God.
What? wait, Mark. You know, okay, you still want to apologize now?
I did, but... The way that you embarrassed my mother, I don't feel so obligated, to be honest with you.
Wow.
So do you bring your mom, like, on all your dates?
You know what? My mother was just looking out, and, I have to say my mother loves me very much, and she doesn't take relationships lightly at all, and she's looking out for my best interest, and I look out for her, too, because she's my mother.
Mark, there's a reason you're still single, buddy.
Oh, my God.
But, I don't know. If your mom wasn't there, I would have actually really liked you. You seem like a really nice guy, and I might have enjoyed the date, but it's just a little bit too weird for me.
I got to ask, what was this whole dynamic like? I mean, who sat next to who?
Yeah, where was mom at? Was she, like, controlling the situation? What was going on?
We sat in a booth, and his mom sat in between us.
So, did you get a talk to Mark, or were you talking? I don't know. It's just odd.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, after somebody calls you fat, there's really not much that you can say to them. I tried to be as polite as I could, but she obviously wanted me to leave.
Mark, is this something that you do frequently?
Yeah, did your mom know this was a date?
You know, it was, she knew it was a date, and it was just my fault. I didn't take care of dinner before I left, and I could see that she was having blood sugar issues because she's got diabetes, and so I brought her with me, and I had to do it. I didn't have a choice. I tried to explain that, and I thought that I'll be honest with you, I thought that Donna was actually really kind of rude to her right off the bat, and that kind of triggered her, and it didn't start off well because of that. My mother is a very proud woman, and she doesn't take that kind of attitude from anyone, especially from someone she thinks is, you know, a kid. And, you know, we're young, and she's going to think we're kids, and it just went downhill from there. But I don't think my mother was that out of line. I mean, she shouldn't have said she was fat and, you know, and I said anything about the diet pills. I agree that that was offensive, but, you know, come on. Bit.
I think starting off a date by saying your date is fat is probably not a good sign.
So here's the question that Nancy and I really have. Has your mom been on other dates with you?
Okay.
Yes, I haven't been on that many dates, but yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm happy that you have a good connection with your mom, but...
It's always good to have a little alone time, too.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe we can offer them another date Friday where mom could stay home.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe, yeah, we'll figure out like a pizza or something for mom and then, you know, get you guys out to a restaurant and you can do take two, but you both have to agree, Donna and Mark, right now. Hello?
No,
she offended my mother, so I'm going to say no. I retract my efforts and apologies for this.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, Donna, I got to hear your answer.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Donna?
There's no way.
Okay. Well, Mark, we tried for you.
Yeah, and you did.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, I think, you know, I understand. Like I said, I'm happy you're close with your mom, but maybe, you know, next time.
Just you.
Yeah, you should just do it.
That's fine. I think I'm just disappointed because I thought Donna was a better person than that, and she's apparently not, so I'm okay with that. I think I'm dodging a bullet.
Oh, well, Donna, thank you for your time. We appreciate.
And patience.
Yeah, you speaking with us.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.